This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hopefully you have started your excursion down to Autzen Stadium for Oregon versus Oregon State. It's the Civil War, which actually news broke this week that after next season, they, because I don't think they're going to play next season,
no.
But they will pick the series back up in 2027 and at least play it through 2032.
Yes, sir.
So it's not going anywhere. And if you listen to this station, it has been rivalry week, or as Isaac and Suk have said, rivalry week. It's one of those where I understand all the sentiment about this game, and I try and get the juice. I try and be like, hey, man, it is rivalry week.
Rivalry week is what we ought to say. It works.
But I try and take, like, you know, like the Anthony Newman approach. Like, Anthony Newman, this week comes, and he is full-blown, like, screw Oregon State. I hate Oregon State. I hate the Beavers. Like, he's in it. You know, he still has that fire for this game. And, I try and find it, too, but I get it. It is tough. And I think it does also have to do with how is Oregon State playing? What is their performance looking like? If they were 3-0... I'm sure that the vibes would be very, very different right now, but they are not. And also how they have looked in their first few games has just, you know, made this even how both teams have looked in their first three games has made this matchup, in particularly this year, just kind of meh. I mean, like, let's face it. Last year, Beavers fans were feeling themselves coming into this game. They were on one. They felt really good about they felt like they had a chance last year. And then, you know, first quarter started a little bit slower, and then it quickly got out of hand, and Oregon ended up running away with it. Oregon is, what, at 33.5, 34
right
and a
now,
half?
Right now, 33, at least if I look on ESPN,
bit. Ben. Not that much.
So, this game, does it mean something? Yes. Does it mean what it used to? No. And that is the unfortunate part, but, you know, only time will tell if Oregon State with this new Pac-12 and the college landscape gets back to a point where obviously Oregon has dominated this series the last 25 years, but can it just the competitiveness, can that gap get closed a little bit more in the future, which I think everybody, if you're a Duck or Beaver, hopes that the case.
Yeah, I don't think so. Honestly, I mean, it's been a it's been a long time since the Beavs have been, like, really, really good. Like, no, actually, the last time they made a bowl game was, what, like, five seasons ago? 6 years ago, and my time perception is very really bad. So I'll think something like was three, four years ago. And then it was, yeah,
yeah. I think they went like 8-4 and played. Was it Notre Dame in one of their bowls,
like a bowl, Vegas Bowl or something?
Yeah.
They usually go to the Vegas Bowl.
Yeah. Either way, like it's been a long time. So I would love the Vegas Bowl right now for Oregon State.
2023, 8-5. Jonathan Smith's last year. He actually did not coach that bowl game.
He moved on by then, yep.
And yeah, that was against Notre Dame. They got absolutely demolished in the Sun Bowl.
The
Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
I mean, I think it's – they've got a brand new stadium. That's cool. I mean, I just think there's nothing really – and no
renovated
offense,
stadium.
No, I mean, yeah, it's renovated stadium, but it looks new. It doesn't look like the same space that it was.
It's funny. They have, you know, a renovated stadium and 15,000 people – lesser showing up over the last few years. Yeah. I think it was like Angie Machado for the Beaver Blitz. She listed some of the attendance over the last 10, 15 years of games. Their attendance is literally down by like 15,000 people compared to years past.
That's crazy because the stadium is actually very nice now. It doesn't have high school stadium vibes anymore. It looks like a college football stadium at this point. And so that's the one thing. But the truth is there's nothing like – there's a cool factor about Oregon and Washington and Ohio State and all. There's something cool about those. Even USC and UCLA, who aren't, you know, very good for the most part. Like there's nothing cool about Oregon State. Nothing cool about Corvallis. Like, I mean, it sucks to say because, and I'm so sorry, Beaver fans, because you actually were a cooler place to hang out at.
They got
like,
a good golf course down there. Tristan, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Like, if you're a golfer, then, you know, there's
good
always
clubhouse. Great right, food.
Nice silver lining there. You know what I'm saying? Right.
One of the best club sandwiches I've ever had.
That you've ever had. Right. You know what I mean? To die for. But yeah, I just don't think that there's a real cool factor. They don't have a personality. Right. And I think that's what it is right now. Like, and when you're a high school kid, that especially one of the good ones from somewhere here in the Northwest or somewhere from California, like, unless you had no offers from many people, you typically kind of settle on the Beavers as opposed to like, yes, I want to grow up and be a Beav. Like, people want to grow up and be a Duck or a Trojan or a Buckeye or whatever the case is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen, Oregon State, if Jonathan Smith, if he had stayed there, they possibly, you know, could have gotten to a level of prominence in college football that I think Beavers fans thought that they should be at. And I get it. And I know that's why people are so upset. Unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in. And if we're being honest, guys, the goal for the Oregon Ducks for the last, what, two decades, maybe decade and a half, if I'm, you know, maybe overshooting with the two decade statement, has been getting to a national championship and winning a title. Oregon State's main goal, outside of the few years that they've been ranked, I get it, they beat them in 2022, but their main goal is to unseat Oregon. Need I say more? Oregon, national championship. Oregon State, win the Civil War. These are two vastly different programs, and they were before the landscape changed. Let's be honest.
No, it's, you're right.
Win the Civil War, make a bowl game, which at this point this season is looking pretty rough for them to do that. I don't know. I go back and forth with this game because Oregon State, Washington, as a Duck fan, alum, I want them to crush those two teams every single year. But there does become a point where that happens so often and just the state of the schools and where they're at that it's just like this isn't as fun as it used to be. It's like just, when we were in the same conference and, you know, playing for something and it was the end of the year and one team's trying to make a Rose Bowl or both teams are trying to make a Rose Bowl or one team's just trying to finish the season strong and get to a bowl game or bragging rights. You know, it just the juice was there. And unfortunately for this season, the juice is gone. And again, maybe it's a year by year thing. And maybe after this year, Trent Bray is gone. They get a new hire in there and they're able to make the program, you know, have a seasoned team that is respectable to the point where they come into this game, not this year, but or not next year, but in the future, close that gap a little bit. What intrigues me about the Oregon State thing is that what is this team going to look like in the new Pac-12? And is that really going to make that much of a difference? Because while it is going to be the Pac-12, it's really just Mountain West 2.0.
Yeah, and we all know how we feel about the Mountain West. Like, you might have a Boise State that like, comes out of there that you really respect.
That's cute. Right? That's cute what you guys got going on over there.
You respect them, right? UNLV does well. And it's like, okay, well, sure, right? But there's no, like, real respect coming from there. So and especially when you add a Washington State and Oregon State, like those are probably going to be two of the strongest teams in the conference all of a sudden.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, honestly, like as much as, you know, you can be listening to this as an Oregon State fan, just be like a bunch of duck honks over there, blah, 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 blah. But I just, you know, truly, I want Oregon State to be good. Truly, I want them to be more competitive. I want this game to be more competitive. It is much more fun for this station, this city, for the state of Oregon, everybody involved in this matchup, when both teams are good and this game is more competitive, that it makes things more fun. It really does. I'm all, you know, I hate Oregon State, but I'm always rooting for them outside of, you know, this game.
Honestly, the way Beavers fans have acted the past few years, I've actually, like, I want Oregon State to be good, but the...
I think every fan base has those fans, though.
Yeah, but Oregon, man, it's just the continual crap that's thrown at Oregon for having money or for being, like, which is essentially now the entirety of the blue bloods of college football.
Oregon has become the spoiled rich kid, though. Oregon has become the spoiled rich kid that's like, oh, you like my Mercedes? Yeah, just got it.
But my dad's a lawyer.
Yeah,
but
sorry,
wasn't
sorry.
That Texas in the 90s, in the 80s? Wasn't that Miami?
And people hated them too. Like these. I mean, you were mentioning all the teams like Miami, and I was a Hurricanes fan. People hated the Hurricanes. You know, they loved Michael Vick, though, especially when I was in high school. So, yeah, like all those in Texas. Hate the Longhorns.
They hate you because they ain't you.
Oklahoma. You know what I mean? All those teams that have had that type of success that are really good.
Yeah.
So Oregon is that team now. They're one of those ones that fit into that mold.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe we get a little bit better the game than we anticipate today. But Oregon is a 33.5-point favorite. This game is at Autzen versus in Corvallis this year, Reser Stadium. So... Godspeed, Oregon State, but,
maybe
you know,
this is where they turn it around.
For the sake of my Ducks, 63-10. Let's go, baby. I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know.
I don't know. The way this offense has been looking for Oregon, there's a good chance they could put up 70-something today.
But, hey, Northwestern did, you know, they did put some stuff on tape of how to slow this team down at least, you know, to hold on to that ball, run the rock, kill time off the clock, limit the possessions
and
that the Oregon Ducks can have.
We thought that the Beavers could run the ball. And I mean, that's the thought process. They are able to run the ball. So we'll see if that works today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.